Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another fortnightly roundup of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And this week I'm joined by Claire Ordworth, RNIB Voice of the Customer Insight Officer. Hello Claire, how are you?
I'm very well, Toby. It's nice to be back.
This week we have a couple of really exciting opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to get involved in. And we're going to start with a free hair care workshop.
Yes, this is the kind of thing I have to say I would absolutely love to do. It is a brilliant opportunity for anyone interested in improving their hair care or hairstyling skills. So this is a workshop being run by a company called Hair and Care, and they are dedicated to empowering blind and partially sighted people through the exploration of kind of the fundamentals of hair care. And they've already run workshops with RSBC, Blind Aid and Guide Dogs, amongst others. And now they are very keen to work with RNIB customers. So we were contacted by Anna, who is the founder of Hair and Care, and she's worked in the hairstyling industry for about 20 years. And the inspiration for this particular project actually comes from her father, who has retinitis pigmentosa. So she is running a workshop. This is going to be a face-to-face group styling session led by Anna and a team of volunteer hairstylists. Each participant in the workshop is going to get a free goodie bag with hair tools and brushes donated by partnering hair brands such as GHD or Denman, great brands there. And each workshop is going to be very much participant driven. So your involvement is going to kind of shape the direction, the themes and the types of styles that are covered in the workshop. The workshop's going to last about 2.5 hours, very interactive, and will you know, lots of opportunity to engage with other participants. So by learning basic hairdressing skills and gaining access to the necessary tools, the hope is that blind and partially sighted people can experience a new sense of independence, you know, improving self-care, mental well-being, sense of identity, confidence, all that kind of great stuff. So these are going to be London-based workshops. They are taking place in Hackney. The dates are Monday, 10th of July in the afternoon and Wednesday, the 16th of August, also in the afternoon. So if you are interested in taking part in that, or you'd just like a little bit more information on what it's all about, then please email hairandcareproject@gmail.com. That's hairandcareproject@gmail.com with your contact details and someone will get back to you.
We are now moving from hair and care to audio and music production, and what sounds like a great way to help and support blind and partially sighted people who want to get into the audio and music production industry.
Yeah, so this is Sound Without Sight. They are a new non-profit initiative aimed at supporting sight-impaired people in the fields of audio and music. Their aim is really to break down accessibility barriers around audio, music notation, and performance. So as part of this, they want to compile an online hub of experience and useful advice, really from blind and partially sighted people for blind and partially sighted people, to support them to engage fully with music and audio related activities. Very much a community led initiative. But they've also just received a grant, which is going to allow them to publish a fortnightly article from an industry expert. So, for example, an artist, producer, music technology designers, venues or specialist educators. And that what they want to know is, what gaps in information could this content fill that would really support blind and partially sighted people to access a particular aspect of music making? Some of you could be which products or opportunities or solutions would benefit from being promoted, or perhaps you know of a musician whose story could help and inspire other blind and partially sighted people. So if you have some ideas that you would like to share, then please email content@soundwithoutsight.org. That's content@soundwithoutsight.org. And of course, you can just go over and have a look at the Sound Without Sight website for some further information and inspiration.
Claire, if listeners would like to find out more about those really exciting opportunities we have just discussed and other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Well, we always love to have new members over on our online Connect Voices group. This is where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects and research. And we also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people. So that would be like the two that we spoke about today. And we do our best to update the group with new opportunities every day, so it's always fresh and current. We also use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from research that we have asked you to take part in the past. So if you're already on Facebook, you simply log in, search for Connect Voices RNIB group, and click join. If you have any questions about how to do that or any of the opportunities that you've heard about today, then you can always drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. Of course, we love you to catch this fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show. That's the first and third Wednesday of the month. And you can always listen to this clip again at your leisure on the likes of Audioboom or Spotify by simply searching for RNIB Connect Voices.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Claire Ordworth, RNIB Voice of the Customer Insight Officer, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Toby. Look forward to catching up next time.